by this powerful entity, which is funded by some of the world's wealthiest families and financial groups. And yet, we still continue to let it happen. We had a caller here in the program the other night saying that it's time for a revolution in this country. And, folks, I'm sorry to say, I believe that as well. I do not share the confidence of many that we're going to be able to take it back by the ballot box. I wish we could. I wish we had honest elections in this country. But we've heard too much, even in the mass media in this country, about crooked elections. And, you know, sometimes I think maybe that's just part of an effort to maybe subtly let us know that we really don't decide who's in charge in this country, that there are other people who have their hands on the levers of power that make it possible for them to decide who wins and who loses. And, of course, this current president, quote-unquote, that we have in the White House, this horrible little man, he was appointed to the presidency by the United States Supreme Court. Now, we could go into a lot of discussion about that and about the influence of the Bronfman family over then-Chief Justice William Rehnquist and his former girlfriend from Arizona, Sandra Day O'Connor, who also served on the Supreme Court at the same time and handed the presidency to Bush. We can go into a lot of details about that. I've talked about the Bronfman rule over the state of Arizona and how the Bronfman crime empire became a patron of John McCain's presidential ambitions. And we'll talk about that time and time again. You'll hear lots of things about John McCain during this upcoming campaign, folks. Now, of course, the conservatives are all falling into line for McCain. Their new big appointed leader, Mitt Romney, who was just a liberal a few years ago, but suddenly saw the light, I guess. Mitt Romney's now backing John McCain, and I guarantee you all the conservatives are going to fall in line. You know what, folks? Are going to fall in line and say, oh, we can't support an independent candidate like Ron Paul because, my goodness, why, that might get Hillary Clinton elected, or that might get Barack Obama elected. Well, what's the difference, folks? All right, we're going to a break. When we come back, a little more commentary, and we'll eventually get around, I think, to the phone. Still waiting to hear from Steve from California. Haven't heard from Steve in a while. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Well, I'm not surprised. It's more of the same, as they say. Today's Washington Times features a commentary by one Ariel Cohen. Ariel Cohen, that's a distinctly un-Irish name. He's described as a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Mr. Cohen is a regular propagandist for this outfit, a big supporter of Israel, and a real hater of modern Russia under Vladimir Putin. It's an article saying how, well, the title is Russia's Deja Vu Parade, and it says, the public display of Russia's might, Russia's military might, reaffirms the power of that centuries-old Eurasian Leviathan, the Russian state. Well, you know, he's brutally candid and brutally honest here, folks, because this old Russian state was the first ever target of the international Jewish combine. Russia was the first nation brought to its knees. And then, of course, things began to change inside Russia. There was a struggle between Joseph Stalin and Mr. Trotsky. And, of course, Trotsky left the country. And Trotsky's fellow travelers here in the United States ultimately morphed into what we know today as the neoconservatives. So they were old-line communists, and these neoconservatives have been the ones who have taken over not only the Bush administration, but virtually the entire leadership of all of the Republican Party-oriented think tanks, publications, websites, you name it. They are pounding the drum for war against Vladimir Putin. Now, of course, the John Burp Society, yes, the John Burp Society, I call it the John Burp Society now, the John Burp Society has joined in the campaign as well. But, you know, if you want to really get down to basics, you can really see where the trouble is coming from. Now, you know, I've talked about it on this show before, time and time again, about all these misperceptions of what was happening during the Cold War, and I think the Cold War was a fraud from the get-go, folks. And I'll tell you what, there's a very interesting item that Daryl Bradford Smith, and let's give credit where credit is due, Daryl Bradford Smith over there at IamTheWitness.com has posted the entirety of a very interesting book that, folks, I had never heard of until Daryl put it up there, and thank you, Daryl, for doing that. It's a book by Andre Dyke. The name of the book is Jews in Russia and in the USSR. Now, even though I had read a book that refers to that book, I never picked up on it. But I want to tell you something. I went to Daryl's website, IamTheWitness.com, and printed that out, and it's a fascinating book, very interesting book. And one of the things which becomes clear in the book, if you read it very carefully, is that during the period of Joseph Stalin's later years, Stalin was, in fact, working to reform Russia from within and break the back of the systemic domination of Russia's levers of power at many levels by Jewish interests. And, you know, the late Revelo P. Oliver, a great classicist professor, I believe at the University of Illinois, very highly regarded writer in the American nationalist movement, in his book, his essay, The Enemy of Our Enemies, Dr. Oliver cites Dyke's book, Jews in Russia and in the USSR, and in Professor Oliver's inestimable opinion, he says that this is by far the most complete and objective treatment of the whole question known to me. He says, the work is based on Russian and Ukrainian sources not generally available, especially periodicals, and its author makes every effort to be fair and more than fair to the Jews, giving them the benefit of every doubt. But needless to say, what's interesting is that Dr. Oliver comments that the material put forth in this book reflects in many respects the thinking of many, many key intellectuals, Western intellectuals, American and otherwise, who began to understand that the Cold War, as we were being told the Cold War was not in fact what we were being told. In other words, the Cold War was a fraud, ladies and gentlemen. Much of the propaganda coming against Joseph Stalin in particular in the early days of the Cold War was coming from Jewish forces out of New York. In fact, as the late John Monk, a nationalist publisher here in the United States, pointed out, it was the same sources of money that started up the Bolshevik Revolution in the first place that were later campaigning against Joseph Stalin. And, you know, in that regard, folks, I'm going to read to you a very interesting excerpts from an interesting article published on July 27, 1967 in the American Examiner. And it's a report from the Jewish Telegraph Agency. It says, Joseph Stalin died 14 years ago of a rage caused when the Politburo opposed his proposal that all Russian Jews be expelled to Siberia, the Detroit News has reported from Washington. It attributed the information to a secret State Department report. The story alleged that Stalin called a secret Politburo meeting to announce a campaign against the Jews. He said measures should be taken to deport Jews en masse to Birobidzhan in Siberia. Stalin was quoted as saying, the Jews will be kept hermetically isolated there. They will never be able to come out. The source on this, Anastas Mikoyan, who witnessed Stalin's death, according to the report, is said to have objected, saying that the communist movement abroad would lose support and Stalin would be continuing Adolf Hitler's policies. Lazar Kaganovich, the only Jewish member of the Politburo and Stalin's brother-in-law, tore up his party card and threw the pieces in Stalin's face. The report said that Stalin then turned purple with rage. Mikoyan reportedly told Stalin the Red Army had been told to encircle the Kremlin if the Politburo members did not leave within an hour. Well, it goes on to say Stalin rose from his chair, began screaming incoherently, and fell unconscious. An hour later, physicians pronounced him dead. Well, folks, that's coming from the Jewish Telegraph Agency indirectly. But needless to say, you can read between the lines there. They poisoned Joseph Stalin. Well, things have improved in the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union, in Russia. And that's why Vladimir Putin is there standing up for Russia's national interests. What a shame we don't have a Vladimir Putin here in the United States. Well, Hezbollah has a leader who is not afraid to say boo to Israel. Imad Mughnaya, and I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that. His name is spelled M-U-G-H-N-I-Y-A. Imad Mughnaya was recently assassinated, and Hassan Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah, is saying that Israel is behind it. And, you know, of course, Israel will deny this, but I would tend to believe the head of Hezbollah. He said of Israel, he said, "You have crossed the borders." He's referring to the fact that Israel committed this assassination in Syria rather than in the fighting grounds of Lebanon and Israel. He says, "Zionists, if you want this type of open war, then let it be and let the whole world hear. We, like all other people, have a sacred right to defend ourselves, and everything we can do to defend ourselves, we will do." Well, the warning has come down, and yet, you know, folks, Israel thinks it can do anything it wants because it's backed up by the United States. That is, backed up by your tax dollars and my tax dollars. Speaking of taxes, unfortunately, I got my taxes done today, and I had a very interesting conversation with one of the ladies there, which echoed a conversation I had last year about this time when I got my taxes done. And turns out at least two of the ladies at my tax service are, like me, big believers in homeopathic and natural remedies. So that's why I want to tell you that you may have heard some of the commercials from one of our sponsors here on RBN, one of our sponsors called Cartavite. They have a product that is no joke. If you're having health problems, getting tired and worn down, Cartavite is something you want to check out. It supports your cardiovascular system, your blood pressure and cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. So I hope you're going to check out Cartavite's website at heartdrop.com. That's heart as in your heart and mine, and I know you have one. Heartdrop.com, HEARTDROP.com, or you can call their toll-free number at 877-928-8822. The number is 877-928-8822. Do check it out. In fact, I think I might just order some Cartavite myself. Can't hurt to supplement your diet with good all-natural products like that are available from heartdrop.com. All right, we're going to the break, folks. When we come back, a little bit more commentary, then we are going to the phones. Stay tuned, folks.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartavite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartavite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. Well, I didn't know it until just today because it was buried in a little news item in the Washington Post, but here we go again. The United States, that's President Bush, not the United States, folks. That's President Bush. President Bush has now expanded fresh sanctions on Syria that originally started out in 2004, banning all U.S. exports to Syria except for food and medicine. But Bush is never happy. The Syrians put out their hand of friendship time and time again, and yet they still get slapped around. Well, now Syria is planning to sue the United States for supplying arms to Israel that later killed Syrians in Israel's 2006 war with Hezbollah. Well, you know, as I say, as I started out, folks, it's getting worse all the time. Folks, I'm getting some feedback from RBN. I don't know if my producer's aware of it, but I think we can hear everything that's going on at RBN headquarters in Round Rock, Texas. Okay, they took care of it, ladies and gentlemen. In any case, as I was saying, the situation with Syria, just another escalation of Zionism's war against the world being carried out through the aegis of our U.S. tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to have a hefty little tax bill this year, and unfortunately I'm going to pay it. Unfortunately. And I'm going to know that my tax dollars are going to support this criminal regime that's running this country. And when I refer to the regime that's running this country, I'm not just talking about the Bush administration. I'm talking about the whole superstructure of the media and the international banking houses and all these powerful Jewish political action committees and all these
think tanks, all these propaganda outfits that keep the whole regime in operation. We really do need to bring it all come tumbling down, folks. There's no question about that. Looking in the Washington Post today, we now have a recorded 3,958 dead of U.S. military people in Iraq. God only knows how many Iraqis have died. And, you know, it's kind of funny because we have an obituary or story about a funeral service for Congressman Tom Lantos, the Holocaust survivor, who just died. They gave him a hero's farewell, according to the story. And it said that Lantos' moral heft and stern demeanor often left colleagues reluctant to challenge him, even when he became one of the strongest Democratic supporters of President Bush's decision to invade Iraq. So here's this guy being, because he's a Holocaust survivor, no one wants to challenge anything he has to say. That's essentially what the story is saying, folks. His moral heft. The guy was a terrorist who got caught. He was put in a concentration camp by the Germans. He then escaped. They didn't kill him when they caught him. Instead, they brought him back. Okay? So that in itself, as I said, should raise some questions in your mind as to how much the Germans were really out to do misdeeds to the entire Jewish population of Europe. But now here's this guy who's called a champion of our common humanity, and yet this guy is one of the strongest Democratic supporters of President Bush's decision to invade Iraq, a thoroughly illegal, immoral war of imperialism on behalf of Jewish interests. And we're supposed to hail Tom Lantos as a champion of our common humanity? No, Tom Lantos was not a champion of our common humanity. Tom Lantos was a warmonger. Tom Lantos played a major part in causing thousands of American men and women to come back from Iraq without eyes and body parts of all comprehension, all possibility. I don't need to list for you all the body parts of Americans that were left in Iraq. Put your imagination to work. People in wheelchairs for the rest of their lives. People with mechanical legs and arms. Depleted uranium deposits in their bodies, affecting not only them but their families and children to come. Tom Lantos is not a champion of our common humanity. But Tom Lantos is burning in hell right now, ladies and gentlemen. Good riddance to Tom Lantos.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
RobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. Welcome back. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. Here's some more hypocrisy coming out of Congress. Frank Wolf, a Republican congressman from Virginia, who is supposed to be one of the leaders in the fight against religious intolerance, is now complaining about a $20 million donation from a Saudi prince to Georgetown University. They've got an academic center on Muslim and Christian relations there. And Frank Wolf is, he wants to know whether this center at Georgetown University has ever produced any reports critical of Saudi Arabia. In other words, I guess because the Saudi prince gave them $20 million that they are obligated in Frank Wolf's mind to say something nasty about the Saudis. Very, very interesting. Wolf, according to the article here in the Washington Post, has been critical of Saudi Arabia and what he calls its influence on U.S. affairs. But I'll bet you, folks, I'm willing to bet you that Frank Wolf has never been critical of Israeli influence on U.S. affairs. Do you think he has been? I'd be willing to bet you, folks, I'd be willing to bet you that you could look through Frank Wolf's entire congressional record and never find him saying one critical thing about the state of Israel. But here he is interfering with the private affairs of a private university. Again, you know, what's new? There's nothing new about this, folks. This isn't an earth-shaking story. Okay, we are going to go to the phones here in a moment, but I want to read you a very interesting quote. See if you can guess who said this, ladies and gentlemen, about the current election and the media coverage of the election. This person said, "The political press has avowedly played a role in this election. I've never seen this before. They've been active participants in this election. But I don't want to talk about the press. I want to talk about the people. That's what's wrong with this election. People trying to take this election away from the people." But what this person means is the media is trying to take this election away from the people. No, Ron Paul didn't say that. Dennis Kucinich didn't say that. Mike Gravel didn't say that. Michael Collins Piper didn't say that. Although it sounds an awful lot like what I've said time and again. No, it was former President Bill Clinton. Now, of course, he said he's never seen the press try to play a role in an election before. I think he's being a little bit disingenuous, but we can expect that from Bill Clinton. But needless to say, this does reflect a very clear recognition on the part of Bill and Hillary Clinton that the press in this country has indeed been propping up Barack Obama. Now, again, I keep telling you folks, it's not because they want Barack Obama in the White House. They don't want Barack Obama in the White House. But they don't want Hillary Clinton in the White House either. Very, very interesting dynamics at work in this election, folks. There's a lot more to it than meets the eye. Don't make any presumptions too quickly. Forget about your old perceptions of the press being liberal and conservative, and forget about that old myth that the press supported and favored Bill Clinton. Folks, if the press had supported and favored Bill Clinton, you would have never heard about Monica Lewinsky. You would have never heard about Whitewater. Folks, don't buy into this Republican conservative versus liberal democratic game. Don't buy into the Rush Limbaugh shtick. Like that good Yiddish word, shtick. All right, let's go to the phones. Our first caller is from Texas, and believe it or not, it's not Jim. I do believe, though, it's Ray Goodwin. Is that Ray Goodwin out there?
You got it, my friend.
Hey, Ray, how you doing tonight?
Mike, I'm doing well, and really pleased to hear you. I hope you're feeling well, and your
yeah.
health is good.
Yeah, I'm getting by. How are you doing, Ray?
Doing well. Listen, your commentary a bit ago about the Cold War and the Soviet Union, fascinating. And I enjoyed what you had to say, and I want to comment on that a little bit, Mike.
Go ahead.
I've got you on the birth years, probably by about 17 or 18, I imagine. I figure you're probably born around 1960 or somewhere in the early 60s.
1960.
All right. Anyway, when I was in junior high and high school, there was still a little bit of free media in the U.S., and we would get reports on the Soviet Union. And the way it was characterized to the American people was a place of two very pronounced atmospheres, and one of them was a climate of fear for the people there to dare speak out, dare to challenge the police state and the control of the bureaucracy, and the other was a strong influence of the doctrine of political correctness. And you know what, Mike? That Soviet Union of the mid to late 50s that we learned about when I was a junior high school kid, a number of years ago, I started realizing that we were evolving into the Soviet Union of the 40s and 50s.
Absolutely.
And you know, Mike, it was certainly didn't start with the advent of Bush, but particularly by the neocons and their influence. And so now we have this United States of America where it's astonishing. If someone could have stepped out of a time machine from back then in the 50s and 60s and see the USA today, they would think they were in the old USSR.
Isn't that interesting? You're absolutely right about that, Ray. That's interesting. You put a very interesting twist on that. You kind of looked at the other side of the coin here, and that's absolutely, absolutely on point. That's interesting.
Well, I appreciate that. And, of course, personal experience, and you've witnessed this as much or more than I, but, you know, in my talks and visits and whatever with folks in Texas, and by the way, I'm a constituent of Ron Paul. I live in his district, but just talking with folks, it is astonishing to me and such a shame of the fear. If you dare to mention any critical point about Israel or Jewish control of the United States or our money supply, they react as they have been conditioned to react in fear. And it's like they want to run away from this wild-eyed radical. And it's like you're trying to offer them an explanation of why things are the way they are today. And I was leading up with all of that, Mike, to tell you that just a few days ago I did finish your book, The Golem, and I much appreciate your note that you wrote in it when it was
built. I appreciate
that. And let me tell you something. That you've written some fantastic things. My favorite of your works will always be Final Judgment. But this, my goodness, it was so apropos for today, and I am strongly considering writing a review of it. It it is so appropriate and so right on, and today, that, you know, I heard somebody say on your show one night when I was just listening, I didn't call in, there was a guy called in from Chicago, and he talked about the September-October issue of the Barnes Review, and he commented favorably about your editorial in there about some lawyer friend of yours, and and then that gentleman, he happened to say, Mike, he said, and you know, in that article by Ray Goodwin about the Holocaust in there, and I think the Barnes Review titled it Confessions of a Holocaust Denier, he said every American should read that because it with an open mind, and he said it would help a lot of our problems in the country today. Well, I want to echo that comment right now on your book, The Golem, because
well, that's a high compliment coming from you, Ray, and I appreciate that a great deal. You know, I should mention for those listeners who don't know it, you joined Mark Glenn and a host of other good people in Southern California a few months ago
right.
in being terrorized by the Jewish terrorists
right
here on American soil when we had the No More Wars for Israel conference. And you got a good firsthand dose of what so many people in this country have experienced over these last years in this Trotskyite communist police state that we're living in now.
Well, that's right, Mike, and it was a fascinating experience and a very eye-opening experience. And when I've told a lot of my friends here in Texas about what happened out there in Southern California, and about how we were denied our hotel, our setup, everything had to move, everything inconvenienced, they were astonished. That doesn't happen in the USA. No, nobody can do that. But so actually a positive came from it, Mike, when I could actually show them, yeah, this is what happened to us.
That's
right. Why? Simply because of a viewpoint that we espoused. But back to your book, my favorite chapters in it, Mike, and there were many. My goodness, it was just a wonderful work. Always are the ones that have something to do with JFK. But there was one chapter in there that you addressed something that I had heard a few years back, and I was hoping it was very true, and that was that perhaps in this country today we have some military leaders in the Pentagon that have some clout, that know what's going on, and that very well might could be of assistance to the true patriots in this country when the ship does hit the sand, so to speak.
I absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you addressed that quite well in your book.
Yeah, I called that the revolt of the generals.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. The revolt of the generals, right.
And it was very, very refreshing to read it again, Mike. And what I was going to ask you about was, where do you think that stands today? Because, see, you also brought out in that chapter that these people who dared to stand up for what's right for America, even though it may have been very mildly or covertly because they realize they're in a precarious position, they have begun to be weeded out by these neocons who have, with the help of Bush and his people, have put these people in power to root the true patriots out, make them retire, take their positions of authority away from them, and therefore to kind of, if you will, just castrate such a movement that could help the true patriot, anything that would stand in the way of
the neocon. You know, Ray, I tell you, I think that situation, although I'm sure it's continuing, I think probably the situation might be on hold simply because of the fact that the mad rush for war against Iran,
yeah,
was put on hold, at least temporarily,
yeah,
by that national intelligence estimate. And so I think what we're seeing right now, I wouldn't call it a retreat, mm-hmm, but I think people are sitting back, people in the military, these high up critics of the Jewish lobby in the military, I think they're sitting back and, you know, weighing the situation and seeing which way it's going to go. You know, with the elections kind of still winding their way towards the conventions, a lot of us probably suspect that Bush might try some October surprise to help the Republican Party, and I'm pretty much confident that Bush is going to try to find some way to get us into Iran before he leaves office. So
I do too.
So that's where we're going to have to wait and see what the military does.
Yeah.
But let's just hope and pray that the people in the military and whatever other contacts they have in the intelligence community and elsewhere are going to be able to do something literally before it's too late.
Well, that was a real ray of hope in your book, Mike. And for all the listeners on this evening that are hearing this, if you have not got your copy of The Golem that Mike has recently had published, you need to do that. If you want to be abreast of exactly today, I mean, this is certainly a history lesson, but it's so pertinent to today that it can't go out of style, and you would behoove yourselves to get that and read it, because a lesson on what's happening, you won't find a better one. And, Mike, I'm glad to say that I've made a little progress down in this area, particularly with a handful of people in Houston who probably about 6 months to a year ago would have rejected anything I had to say because they were your typically brainwashed conservatives. And but I have been getting some emails from them lately because of articles I've sent them that used to turn them off totally. They're wising up a bit. They're seeing that something definitely is going on in this country that is inexplicable to them because they're just not aware. And I've sent them, kind of spoon-fed them, if you will, Mike, articles and things, and I've made a little progress.
That's what I said. You know, I think probably I bet you if you would replay my first broadcast. In fact, you were the first caller, I believe, on that first broadcast.
Uh-huh.
3 years ago, one of the first callers, I should say.
Right.
I think if you probably replay that first broadcast, I would guess that one of the things I probably conveyed, it was certainly foremost in my mind, is the idea that what I'm doing and what all the other folks in RBN are doing and what American Free Press is doing and what so many other people are doing, you know, we're plotting ahead. We're trying to get information out there that people can use to communicate with other people, and that's exactly what you're doing. You're taking the information, like thank you, for that I've provided and passing it on to other people, and hopefully that information then continues on and on and on, you know, and that's really all we can. There's two options we have. We can do just exactly what we're doing, or we can all pick up guns and go down and surround the White House and then be shot to pieces. I don't prefer to be shot to pieces at this point.
Right.
So for right now, I'm going to continue to do what I've done for the past 25 years and what you've done, I think, for a lot longer, and just keep on getting the word out there and talking about things and just hoping that each of us reaches one or two people, and maybe those two people will reach two more people, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's all we can do, or else we can get shot to pieces in trying to overthrow the government.
Yeah, because, Mike, you know as well as I do that our position right now, and the people that feel and believe as we do, and I consider them the informed, is weak in the sense of you can't openly challenge the strength right now. You can nip at them, do a little guerrilla tactics and whatever, and I'm going to close this out. I know you probably got other folks waiting, but I did want to say this. One other thing that I think is extremely positive development, I got a email the other day from Mark Glenn. It was an email that was addressed to numerous people, but it was an article about the USS Liberty fellas getting a website and a show on Republic.
Right here on Republic, right.
From 10 a.m. till noon on Saturdays, and that made me feel absolutely wonderful. I put a comment at the end of that article, and
I saw that, and you know, it's interesting, Ray, I also saw the other comments that appeared from Jewish supporters of Israel, vile, hate-filled, angry, ugly comments. That's right.
You know, and Mike, that's all they can do because they cannot react with reason, logic, rationale, and in an academic manner. They have to get emotional about it and rip into you. But I think that's a wonderful step forward, and God bless, and hey, man.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're not going to be able to squeeze in all the callers this evening, but I did get a off-air question from one of our listeners who asked me to clarify an article in the Jerusalem Post at jpost.com. I checked it out. It's "Our Rebbe is the Messiah." Apparently there's a faction of Jews in Israel who say that their leader, their Rebbe, their rabbi is the Messiah. Well, if that's the case, folks, then John Hagee and all the other Christian leaders should rush over to Israel to welcome him because they believe everything the Jews say. I'm going to have to read that article more carefully, and then maybe I can comment on it later, but far be it from me to try to sort out the ravings of a bunch of Talmudists. All right, I'm going to try to squeeze in one more caller here. Dylan from Ohio. Dylan, come on up. You have a couple minutes here.
Mike, how you doing?
How you doing tonight?
Oh, good. It's actually Bill. I don't mind being...
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Not Dylan. I have no problem with Bob Dylan, but this is Bill.
Okay.
Mike Clinton. Mike, I got two words for you, and then I'd like to just chat with you a little bit. Impeach Congress. The entire lot of them has got to go, and I think that you're being too kind. Voting
okay.
will not change anything. In the words of Joseph Stalin, who had murdered, 40, 50 million Christians
mm-hmm.
in Russia, those who cast the vote decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything. And that's what we're seeing. This presidency will be chosen by the Diebold machines, which are made in Israel. And either way, whether it's Barack, Hillary, or McCain, you can bet that there will be more war.
And that's right. Mm-hmm.
It appears as though Iran is next. You hear that word strategic strikes, which is just sanitizing what will be dropping bombs on all kinds of families scattered throughout that nation, which has never attacked another nation, never invaded another nation in its existence. And you can bet that Iran will treat such strategic strikes like a full-scale invasion.
Absolutely.
And there's no other way to put it. Now, I'm calling from Ohio. It seems as though those with young parents are waking up to this. Those that I talk, I was an outcast for many, many, many years. I'll tell you, just if I could share something with you quickly. A friend of mine, a business associate, his son just turned 18 years old, and he had to register. I believe that I did too. It's been many, many years. However, what has changed in that system is this. He could not obtain his driver's license, nor could he vote until he had registered. And this was just very recent. And he was, he's nervous. I can tell you that much. I remember registering. I don't recall, though, having restrictions placed upon my driving privileges, nor voting. But I could be wrong. I'd be interested in hearing if someone could clarify that specifically, or if you could. Any insight on that, Mike?
No, I don't have any insight on that because thank God I never had to. But, you know, I can tell you, well, you know, I hear the music coming up, Bill. I wish I'd have had some more time for you, but I will say this. In the few short moments that you had, you summarized the situation all too well. And if nobody learned anything from anything I had to say in this program tonight, I hope they learned something from what you had to say, Bill. So I hope we'll hear from you again soon. All right, folks, we are closing out the hour. We had a couple callers we couldn't get up. But the two callers we did have here tonight had a lot of good things to say. And as I say, I hope you learned from them because we got to learn real fast before our world is destroyed. All right, folks, thanks for listening. See you next week.
Gasoline prices.